Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are joined in this portion of our program, joined by Melissa Norton. Melissa is Executive Director of Bottomless Closets. We're going to find out about Bottomless Closets in our discussion. I think that a lot of the folks listening to our discussion today are going to be very interested in the work that this organization does. First of all, it's nice to have you join us on our program. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
You have a very interesting background as well, because I know you had been involved in working with the ASPCA for a number of years. How did you come to Bottomless Closet?
I've been in the nonprofit world basically my entire career. I'm actually an attorney by training, and when I went to law school, all I wanted to do was work in nonprofits. I actually worked for the Madison Square Garden Cheering for Children Foundation right out of law school. And then I started in a legal capacity at the ASPCA. For those who don't know, that's the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. And I worked my way up there to become the number two in the organization. I was chief of staff and general counsel. And when I was at the, when I joined the ASPCA, we were fairly small, at about 125 people around the country. And by the time I left, we had over 800 people. In the organization, so we grew substantially. And looking at new opportunities after 13 years, I realized that one of the things I missed was a smaller organization where I felt a hands-on connection to the mission. And I personally love to work on people's resumes and help them transform into a new role as they go out in the job market. And Bottomless Closet is a small organization that's New York City-based. We help women who've been re-entering the workforce or entering the workforce for the first time. And one of the things that we do is help them with their resumes to help them succeed on the job.
Okay, so when you say that you're helping women in this regard, a couple thoughts come to mind. First of all, how old an organization is Bottomless Closet? When did it start?
Bottomless Closet started in 1999 in response to the Welfare Act that was passed during the Clinton administration. We are embarking on our 20th year coming up, which is pretty exciting for us.
Mm. And then the other thought that comes to my mind is, tell us about the women that Bottomless Closet works with. What are they like?
So we serve a really big cross-section of New York City women, which could be any of us. They're women who are homeless, domestic violence victims, suffered with substance abuse, are getting out of prison, had issues with mental illness, long-term unemployment, even girls aging out of the foster care system or kids who are in the city college system. A lot of people who people wouldn't assume would necessarily have challenges in getting jobs or getting prepared for job interviews. Just because you're in a community college doesn't mean you have the resources to prepare for a job interview. So it really could be anybody. There are a lot of people who I think lost their jobs in the 2008 downturn and never quite got their stride back. So it's a range of people from someone who's never even gotten a GED to someone who's got a graduate degree.
Okay, so that's a broad brush in terms of the people that you're working with. There's so many different areas where potentially, you know, they can be helped. You have to have very comprehensive services. Let's talk about a couple of specific things. One is this whole approach to a resume, or I guess a way of packaging oneself and marketing oneself. How do you phrase what's most important?
Sure. Well, I think what we do best is turn applicants into candidates. We help people look at their body of work or just what their life has been and create a resume. Oftentimes, we're dealing with women who've never had a resume before, never had a real full-time job before. Many have been stay-at-home moms. So we work with them on their resume to build out something that represents who they are. A lot of what they've done is not typical skills, but they are marketable skills, and we help cobble that resume together sometimes when there hasn't been one in the past.
When you say typical skills, not necessarily...
Right, so they haven't had formal education, or they haven't had formal work experience, per se, but they've had a lot of life experience.
Okay, and that's marketable.
Absolutely. If they've been home taking care of a parent, they have the skills to be a home health aide, as an example.
Okay. All right. So packaging, marketing oneself is one aspect of this. Another big aspect of the interview process is even the whole approach to it. And that gets into, you know, mentally the approach going in. But then the thing that this very often makes me scream when I see how people come to interviews these days. Very often it's in not the nicest attire, and that may be an understatement in some cases. All right. How do you best advise the women that you're working with?
So half of our office is actually a boutique. It is stocked like any other boutique you would see on Madison Avenue. It is career clothing, accessories, handbags, shoes, jewelry, etc. When women come to us, many of them have been in the workforce before, have been in all kinds of jobs. They know exactly what's appropriate for an interview. Others have no idea. When they come to our offices, they are paired one-on-one with a volunteer career coach who's been fully trained to handle the duration of their appointment. One of the reasons we start in the clothing area versus on the resume and interview skills is because women form a relationship in the dressing room. And you talk through certain things that impact how you clearly feel about yourself, and that is reflected in how you dress often. And people think today that if you're going on an interview at a technology company, if you're going to an interview on Google and you're going to work there and wear ripped jeans, you can wear ripped jeans on the interview. That's not the case. People still expect you to dress professionally for a job interview. And that means that you're in a suit, you're in a dress, or at the very least, you're in a blazer and you look neat and clean. And it doesn't have to be necessarily a suit. It could be just a clean white shirt, well-presented to someone. And that's not always apparent to someone who's never been in the workforce before.
No, I very often have said to students when talking about this that an approach I like to take in interviews is I try to dress better than the person who's interviewing me. Because I want that person to be looking at me and going, "Wow, that's pretty impressive."
Right, and I think what we tell people is we don't want you to have to worry about what you look like. People should take one look at you when you walk in, think you look neat, clean, professional, and then focus on the content of what you have to say.
Right, and when we get into that content of what we say in the interview, I guess, what kind of advice do you provide?
So a lot of what we provide is very basic in nature. Things like making eye contact, shaking someone's hand firmly, telling your story, what is your elevator pitch. A lot of these women, again, haven't been in environments where they've felt good about themselves, don't trust people, don't pick their head up when they walk in our door. Their head is down. They've been treated like a number in a system for most of their lives and not treated with respect. So a lot of what we do is help to build their confidence, their self-esteem, and have them tell their story in a thoughtful way to show that they are qualified candidates for the job.
And when you're doing that, what do you see in terms of a transition from the women themselves?
What I most see, obviously, you can see the change physically because we change their clothing and they've often come in and, you know, a T-shirt and pants and whatever they've gotten, often from other sources, that's just street clothes, and they're not well-dressed. Obviously, you can see the physical transformation of what they look like. We actually take a photo of when they arrive in our offices and when they leave. And people can think that's pretty superficial, but what I see and what I think is really important is look on their faces. I've come up in the elevator with people when they don't know who I am, and they're just very downtrodden. Again, they're not making eye contact. There's definitely not a smile on their face. And when they take those photos, their head is held high, and they're smiling ear to ear. And the comments that I hear are things like, this is the first time anybody's treated me with respect. I've always been treated like a number. I've never been waited on in my life. Again, the difference is so subtle if you've heard it on paper versus seeing it in person. But really what you're changing is people's opinion of themselves.
Mm. One of the areas that I was reading about that Bottomless Closets also works on, which I found interesting, is in this area of financial management. Can you explain to us what you do there?
Sure. When you first come to our offices, you get all the clothing, accessories, resume help, interview skills that you need to ace your job interview. After that first appointment, hopefully you go out and get your job. When you come back, if you get the job, there's actually a bell that you ring up front, and the whole office stops and claps, which is a pretty awesome moment, not only for the applicant, but also for the people waiting who can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. At that point, you're actually entitled to 2 to 3 more outfits, so hopefully at the end of the process you have a week's worth of clothing. But you're also allowed to sign up for our series of workshops. Anybody who's ever walked in our doors, whether they get the job or not, can sign up for those workshops. And they fall into 3 primary areas: financial management, professional development, and personal enrichment. And the reason we offer financial management is because many of these women come in with a lot of debt, have no familiarity with the banking system, and are very reliant on check cashing places. So we start with everything at the very, very bottom: intro to banking, how to open a checking account, how to save money, how to read your statements. We offer programs in banks, and we really start at a very basic level. And the courses go up all the way to how to buy your first home. We work with people on their how to understand their credit score. A lot of them just want basic knowledge about how to get out of the debt that they have. So it really runs the gamut. Professional development, we have everything from how to do your LinkedIn profile to how to ask for an increase or a promotion, even how to understand your benefits. You know, it's things that we probably take for granted in certain cases because we've been working for many, many years. But benefits, if you've never seen before in a big company, can be very overwhelming to understand. So we help them with the basic needs they have to get in the job and stay in the job. You can actually graduate from our professional development and financial management series, which is another resume builder for our clients who are often long-term unemployed. In personal enrichment, we have things to support women as they transition to work, even yoga for stress relief. We have a class at Sephora on what's workplace appropriate makeup. So everything in that workshop series is supporting their journey to self-sufficiency.
You can listen to WFAN anytime, anywhere. Download the radio.com app and favorite us today. If you have Alexa, just say, play WFAN Sports Radio 101.9 or play WFAN Sports Radio 66, and you'll be locked into the Fan. We're in a discussion with Melissa Norton on our program. Melissa is Executive Director of Bottomless Closet, an interesting organization. We'll give you contact information for Bottomless Closet in our discussion, too. This is an appropriate point, I think, Melissa, to talk about ways in which some of the people who are listening to our discussion, some of whom may be touched by what you've shared with us thus far in this chat. And frankly, there are some people who are in a position where they can be helpful in your efforts. Hint, hint, hint. What are you looking for?
So our website is bottomlessclosetnyc.org. We're at 16 East 52nd Street between 5th and Madison in Manhattan. Our phone number is 212-563-2499.
Okay, repeat all three of those, please.
bottomlessclosetnyc.org, 16 East 52nd Street in Manhattan between Madison and 5th Avenues, 212-563-2499.
Okay, we're talking with Melissa Norton, who is Executive Director of Bottomless Closet. Certainly the best with Bottomless Closet.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate the extra support.
Rick Wolf's Sports Edge follows our 8 o'clock update, and Ed Randall's Talkin' Baseball is along after our 9 o'clock update this Sunday morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.